Welcome to the Squall Report. I'm your host, Jim Lundeen, here with my trusty co-host, Matt Wardrop. Say hello there, Maddie.
Hello there, Maddie.
Week 11, 10 weeks in the books. Lots of people coming back from IR, lots of people tearing some more Achilles. Some upsets this week, for sure. I guess, like, I think probably one, like, big upset, and then one, close one that turned flipping a little bit. But jumping into those results, we had one of the upsets, I'm saying the last one of Squabble My Knobs, taken down Squabble Only Great on Paper, 101-99. Also one of the closest battles of the week. I think Josh got it with Josh Allen's last touchdown of the day.
Yeah, it took through a touchdown. Like damn near the end of the game.
It was right at the end, yeah. Almost the whole first half went without him like really doing anything, and then the end of the first half was a Allen touchdown pass to Kincaid, so he doubled up there and, you know, scored like 13 points on one play and then was only back 12. And I was like, oh, this isn't going to be close. And then yeah, I checked back in later and I was like, oh, shit, he still hasn't taken the lead yet. But he did. So 101-99. Next up, we had the Squally Saboteurs taking down Give the Old Squall a Try, 107-72. That's Adam taking down Mike. And then we had Came In Like a Wrecking Squall, taking down Chasing Water Squalls, 117-66. That's Matt taking down James. And then do you have the last week's result? Well, I guess they're not in the same order, right?
No, they won't be.
It's cool. Yeah. The next, what I was thinking, probably the bigger upset, It's a Hard Gronk Life. Jimmy taking down Alex, Control Squall Delete, 117-107. I think this was actually, looking at the projections, this was projected close as well, but I was just, you know, the way I'm thinking of it is Jimmy's one of those bottom tier teams and Alex is still competing, so definitely not without, yeah, who knows? I mean, he's trying to decide that every day.
Make up your mind, Alex.
Sorry. We had the next two victors. What would have been crazy is if Rob and Neil played each other this week.
Yeah, that would have been wild.
Because one of them would have lost with that score.
Yeah,
Rob,
and would have lost by a quarter of a point.
I know, a quarter of a point with that score. So it didn't happen. Rob took on Cam and won 162.22-89. And then Neil took on BJ and won 162-65. And Neil's was 162.46. So if Rob and Neil had happened to play this week, Rob would have lost by 0.2 with the score of 162.
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah, that would awful. Be crazy. Yes, though.
Oh man, imagine that. That would have been good. All right, so picks tracking. Me and you picked the same people, so we went 4-2 together. There was no chance we were going to have a different record this week. Our guests went 3-3, and that puts us at a total of, you're at 40-20 now. I'm at 32-28, and our guest is at 33-27. So you still got a solid lead there. And then I guess, do you want to hit the standings since that is?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Mem has decided to not let Matt partake, and it's what we use for the set list here. So it's going to be a fun podcast.
Yeah. So Jim will be steering the ship extra tonight. So in first place standings, we got all Squall Things at 8-2 with 1,255 points.
Yeah, with that big point score, jumped out to a huge lead.
Points. Last 2 weeks, too. Last 2 weeks, I think he scored like 300 points.
Yeah, he's now almost 100 points ahead of me, and I don't know if I'm even in second at this point. I think I still am. Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, he's still 100 or 90. It's like 92 in front of me now.
Alone first place. Then alone in second place, we got it. 22 points. Then the ties start in third. The Squally screenshots with 1,116 points. Then we in fourth place Squabble My Knobs with 1,091. Again, both of those teams are 6-4. Then in fifth place we have Squallingly Great on Paper at 5-5 with 1,163 points. Sixth place, also 5-5. Control Squall Delete with 1,046 points. Then with how many people are tied here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So five people all tied with a 4-6 record. So in seventh place we have the Squally Saboteurs with 1,011 points. Eighth place we got It's a Hard Gronk Life with 960 points. Ninth place, we have Squall Star with 939 points. 10th place, Give the Old Squallish Try with 908. And in 11th, we have Chasing Water Squalls with 800. So again, that's 7th through 11th, all 4-6. And that's five teams that are right on your ass for a playoff spot, too.
Well, you know,
don't fuck up.
I don't know. You know, I got second most points and I'm just dropping. So I don't know.
And then rounding it out, we have Squality Squampetition at 3-7 with 1,033.
Yeah, that's the one thing is weird too. Cam has like, you know, six most points, or like, he's like points wise, he's ahead of.
Well, what's wild, you know, 7 is.
7 through 11.
His team started scoring more points when he traded away all his best players.
Yeah, that's very odd.
He went into tank mode, traded AJ Brown, traded Mostert, traded Derrick Henry, traded Terry McLaurin. I don't know if he traded
anyone. What was the AJ Brown trade again? What was it for?
Two firsts and Rashee Rice. I don't know what else I gave up. I don't remember.
Yeah. It's crazy to me. All right. Yes. That is the thing that we are at. I mean, Neil with the point score and the lead, unless he loses two in the last 4 weeks, he might like just take that, because for you to pass him, like, you're back too many points, I think, to get ahead of him in points. I think for you to pass him, you would need record.
Oh, for sure.
Right. But so, like,
he's got to lose. I got the best record there is, because of those two losses, one of them are against me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I kind of think that, I think that you guys, 1 and 2, are kind of probably just going to stay that way. Because I just don't see him, like, losing. And I think we looked at it, and he doesn't have – I don't think he has a tough – I can't remember what we said. But I think he has a decently easy schedule. God, now I'm going to need to look it up again. But, like, I think, to me, he has to lose – there's only 4 games left, right, in the regular season. Yep. So he's got to leave. He's got to lose 2 of them. You got to win out to pass him, so
right.
I just don't know if he loses. He does play me next week, and next week is like the first time I'll have my entire team. So there's a shot I can take him down. I should have Jefferson back and nobody's on bye. So it'll be the first time in forever that I'm actually able to play, you know, Jefferson, Chase, Fields will be back. He's going to be back this week. So DJ Moore should be better.
No, there is the potential for me to pass him is for sure there.
Yeah. So, I mean,
he's got you and then he's got Rob.
Rob week 14 or week or the 13. Week after? Oh, no, week 14. That's me I'm looking at. Hold on, my bad. I'm playing Rob week 14. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got Cam this week. That'll be a win. Then you, yeah. Then Rob. And then he's got Jimmy, who's definitely been a wild card this year.
Yeah, he has. I mean, he has those two running backs both dropped 30, so it's he's got an interesting So it's doable, but I think it's really tough. I think it's a low percentage chance that he just like loses to him. I know, and I'm not even saying anything against you. Like, you could play better than him for the last 4 weeks, but he's just got that point lead where.
You know, oh, for sure, and yeah, I could go 4-0. He could go 3-1. Both doing well, and I still won't pass him. So,
and then I think you know, obviously, 5 and 6. I mean, obviously, like even the 6 and 4 teams, but I think that's the one thing interesting is Josh was the seller, right? Didn't he trade away some things?
He traded away a cup, but
he just had the injuries that really took him out, right?
Yeah, more so.
And I mean, lost. Took him out. He's 6-4, and he's in fourth place, so you know.
Right.
I wonder how he feels. Like, if obviously, does he own his own picks?
No, that was part of the reason why he did trade cup.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's not like. Him making the playoffs is like a bad thing, at least related to.
No, he has Alex and Adam's picks, so
yeah,
those could both be good for him.
Okay, all right.
As of right now, would get the 6th and 7th pick overall if the season ended today.
Yeah, because we just do straight up. End of season record?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. So what do we got next on the docket here? All right, trades, there were none. No trades this week. Weekly accolades. I'll do the first section. Do you want to pull up the players of the week stuff, and you can do that after?
Yeah, I got it.
Cool. So, best manager, congratulations. Came in like wrecking squall.
Hey-o.
Set a lineup that was 91% of your perfect possible lineup. You scored 117 out of a possible 129, and then. Worst manager, Josh, who won, set the worst lineup and only scored 73% of his perfect possible lineup. He scored 101. He could have had 138.
Yeah, I got worst manager a week where not only did I win, but I was the highest scoring team.
You suck. I don't even know. Did Josh was it like? I mean, when it's like no one that you would realistically ever start, it's one thing. I wonder if it was anybody. Probably had a quarterback go off. Sam Howell. Yeah, and obviously you're not going to start Howell over Josh Allen. Allen just did terrible too. Dowdle got 13. Irwin had 12. Guyton had 12. So he had a couple guys who had 12, and then he had a couple guys score like 2 and 5, and so and then 0.7 for Hill. Biggest blowout: Neil taking on BJ. So you won 162-65, which is a margin of 140% victory. Jesus. Well done, BJ. Yeah. Ridiculous. And then, yeah, the narrowest victory, Josh beating me by a margin of 2.4%, 101 to 99. High score, Neil, with the 162.46. You know, just followed up by Rob. Lowest score was BJ with that 65. Overachiever, Rob overachieved his projection by 56%. He was only projected at 103, and he scored 162. Below expectation, BJ only scored 65 out of his projected 90. So that's a miss by 28%. And I shall let you take over the players of the week.
All right, at quarterback of the week, we have Dak Prescott with 39.86.
He's been on a tear. I remember we were talking a couple weeks back about Dak kind of being one of his weak points to start the year, but not anymore. Oh,
for sure. But now since the Cowboys have decided to just throw it all the time, it's been working for them. And as the owner of the one and only Jake Ferguson, it's good stuff. I'm really enjoying it.
You know, I would be cool with it still as long as they also threw it to their running back, Tony Pollard, but...
They got to throw it to Jake Ferguson. He's way too good. But then at running back of the week, we have Brian Robinson with 25.7 points.
See, like Tony Pollard could have Brian Robinson receiving numbers. That'd be great.
Yeah, he had an efficient week.
Oh, yeah.
Even his carries, he was, you know, averaging almost 5 yards per carry. Like, pretty good there. But then receiving, 6 for 6 for 119 yards. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wide receiver of the week, we had Keenan Allen with 35 even.
You know, I'm not going to lie, when Keenan Allen came out of the game for a minute, I was a little bit happy. And then he came back in. But I was like, oh, that'd be great. I'm a terrible human when it comes to...
Don't ever wish ill will on Keenan Allen, sir.
Dude,
I don't care. Any other players, go for it. But Keenan Allen's my guy.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. It's all in the beard, is what I think. It's all
tight end of the week. Oh, hell yeah. That's a glorious beard.
It must be. Because I didn't have a beard when I played football. Having a beard and putting your chin strap on must be fucking weird.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just extra cushion. But yeah, no, it is weird.
But having it, like, especially where he's got, like, a big bushy beard and having it just, like, pushed way in.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, I wonder, like, I mean, obviously, for safety, you still want the thing, like, tight, right? Like.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's odd.
Tight end of the week, we had TJ Hockenson with 24.9.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. He's a ridiculous man.
It's like 3 weeks now, I think. He's been really good.
Really, really good.
Yeah.
He's got to be Josh Dobbs' guy right there. You better
be worried.
Yep.
Justin Jefferson isn't going to get the ball anymore because he's thrown it to Hockenson 15 times.
Oh, no. I mean, obviously, I think in general, Jefferson's going to be a little less, but also, like.
No, I think he'll be fine, but yeah, it's just crazy. 15. I don't think I've ever seen a tight end get the ball thrown in 15 times.
I do wonder, like, how far the Vikings can go with like, do you think with Jefferson back? I mean, that's the receiving core there. I mean, you're talking about Hockenson, Jefferson, and Addison is a really, like, good offensive receiving core. Running back, you know, Madison's not great. But Dobbs has, like, really upped their run game, though, too, because he can run.
Right.
So I don't know, like, what do you think about them, like, not fantasy-wise, but, like, you know, they've won 5 in a row now?
I don't know. It's hard to believe that they'd be better without Kirk Cousins. I mean, I guess it's not really hard to believe that, but it, when you're, you know, saying like, oh, you think they'll go further with Josh Dobbs than Kirk Cousins? Like, no, but yeah, dude's been playing weird. Real good.
I also think too that it's, you know, Addison they have this year, I think is a huge, huge thing to like have a legitimate receiver too. So it's not just like take away Jefferson.
Right.
And then obviously Hawkinson, really, you know, you have these other multiple other options this year. So I don't know if it's really a Cousins thing versus a, they just have so many more weapons or legitimate weapons. And like Hawkinson, obviously they had him last year, but like he's now he knows the system. Like he joined halfway through the year last year. Like, you know, I think having the extra year is huge. And then Dobbs, like, is kind of a good also game manager. Like, he doesn't make a lot of mistakes, at least. Whereas Cousin, I think, has his interceptions because he's also going to have, like, 400 yards passing versus Dobbs, you know, this week at 260. But Cousins is also going to have those picks.
Right.
So, I don't know. I kind of think they could make a run. And, you know, I think I could see them at least winning a playoff game. But
yeah,
I don't get it myself. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, also, I mean, the winning streak also did start with Cousins still under center. So,
Also, like, I mean, there's still not really any teams that I'm like, oh, they're like definitely gonna make the Super Bowl. Like, almost, I was thinking the Ravens before this week, and then they went go and lose to the Browns.
Yeah,
I mean, there's always Kansas.
Still feel pretty good about. See, I was gonna say Philly. I still feel pretty good about Philly.
Oh yeah, Philly is very consistent. Yeah, they might actually be the most consistent team so far this season. Every other team has kind of had a bump. Like Phil, is Philly have two losses or just one?
I think just one.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. All right, let's keep going through there. The next guy is the guy we were just talking about.
Yeah, quarterback bench warmer of the week. We have Josh Dobbs with 25 points. Running back bench warmer of the week, Devin Singletary with 22 points. Wide receiver bench warmer of the week, Michael Gallup with 15. And tight end bench warmer, we have Michael Mayer, or maybe Meyer. I don't know. With 9.4.
I like to call him Mike Myers. Michael Myers.
Okay. I like it.
Alex said that he's starting to hit, but I think he just had a touchdown this week and otherwise didn't have a great week. But you know, Alex, if you want to be in, you believe that Michael Mayer is hitting right now.
I mean, hey, if he's getting targeted in the end zone, I'll take that.
I realize that actually what I'm referring to right now was via me and Alex talking in a direct message, so you have no context. Or no, it wasn't the league chat, right? When we were talking about tight ends?
Yeah, he did Alex say something started. About him in league
yeah,
chat.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, yeah.
But I also can't say much right now on that one because the one and only Jake Ferguson had 7 more yards than him, but also had a touchdown.
Yeah, my guy is finally doing his thing here. Kittle has been on tear the last 3 games. It's beautiful.
Kittle's good and all, but he could only dream of being Jake Ferguson.
Yeah, you're right. A trade has been completed, not in our league, though.
Oh, well, that's not exciting.
What was it? Calvin Ridley for a second.
Really?
Yeah, Adam traded Calvin Ridley away and got a second round pick for him.
I'd do it.
Remember when I said that Calvin Ridley is going to be rusty because he's been up for 2 years and everyone was like, nah, he's going to be great. And then week one, he was great. And then since then, he's trash.
Yeah, I mean, all fairness, they're also just not really throwing to him. I haven't watched any of the games. I don't know if it's if he's not getting open or if he's just not getting targeted or what. But
I mean, I just pulled him up. You look at his targets. He's getting thrown to. His targets so far this year are 11, 8, 7, 2, 8, 8, 4, 10, 3. So he's had like two games where he hasn't gotten targets, but he's kind of like average. Oh, like 8 or 9 a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a fun category because I meant to ask you before we started where you pull the injury report from. So the injury report is not filled out.
Oh, I got it. Ready? Let's see. Oh, I typed the wrong thing. All right. Yeah. This is not going to be by position.
That's
it's
right.
Just going to rifle them off. We got Marvin Mims Jr. limited at practice Wednesday. Devon Achane limited at practice Wednesday.
Achane should be back, I think, this week. It sounds like it's pretty clear that he's going to be
limited participant. The participation level is not a surprise considering he was just designated to return. 22-year-old status for Sunday's game with the Raiders should become clearer over the next 2 days of practice. Is clearer a word? Isn't it more clear?
Yeah, I think he's supposed to say more clear.
Yeah. Yeah. I should get a job as a writer.
You should.
You can just throw shit out there and they're like, post it. Raheem Mostert, also limited in practice Wednesday. What you got? You got some noodles for me? Shit. I got noodles.
Nice.
Thanks.
We went to a seafood place, and I had some mussels, and then I had a barbecue pulled pork sandwich.
I don't like seafood, but pulled pork sounds delicious.
Mussels are good. I don't like a lot of seafood, but I like mussels. Those are good.
I like a tuna sandwich and clam chowder.
Fair enough.
That's about it. This guy's not important. This guy's not important. I don't think he's important anymore. Dalton Schultz, limited in practice Wednesday. Nico Collins, limited in practice Wednesday. Oh, my God, say it ain't so. Noah Brown did not practice Wednesday. Jesus Christ. My God, he's my best player. Donta Foreman, limited at Wednesday's practice. Justin Fields is supposed to be back this week, supposed to get the start. Khalil Herbert, limited Wednesday. Hawkinson, limited Wednesday. Madison didn't practice. He has a concussion, so probably not going to play this week. Antonio Gibson sidelined during Commanders Wednesday practice. Justin Jefferson unlikely to play in Week 11. Did you hear
that? Dude, they came out with like four articles on him today, and they're all over the place. I have no idea. He limited practice again, and like, I don't know if it's him who, like, wants to... I mean, I get, like, okay, they're, like... I don't know. It's a weird situation. So this is his last year of his contract as well. So I think, like, there's a little bit of him probably not wanting to come back too soon and get injured and screw himself. But, like, I don't know. It's very odd. Like, they're winning, too, so I feel like he should come back.
Yeah.
They do have a bye week. Week 13 is their bye. But he was designated last week, and it's a 21-day window. So he has to come back before week 14, which is really all I want, as long as he's on my team by the playoffs.
Right.
But yeah, I was really thinking I was going to have him back this week, and now. There were multiple articles, like some of them saying, like, oh, he'll probably be back, and then that one that was, like, unlikely. So, like, I think I think both articles are just people trying to take a shot at what the reality is and know what he actually knows.
Right, right.
Also, it wasn't like that article was, like, Schefter. It was, like, some random-ass dude said that.
Yeah, this is sourced by Kevin Seifert.
Sounds on Twitter. Sounds like a noob.
Yep. Gerald Everett, not practicing. Keenan Allen, not practicing. Let's go to the next page. KJ Osborne, more than likely to play on Sunday. Obviously, that could be a lot bigger if Jefferson, in fact, does not play.
Yeah. You know, one I was looking up, but then it doesn't look like he's designated, and there was no update today.
Who's that?
Chase.
Who?
Ja'Marr Chase. So, like, I mean, I guess because he ended up playing, it was fine, but, like, he went into the weekend with, like, this whole back injury thing.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And then, I mean, I guess, he played fine. I mean, basically he scored all his points on one play, but he had, like, a 65-yard touchdown. And he ended up scoring 21 points. He had 5 catches, 124 yards, and the touchdown. But, like, I don't know. I just was expecting to see, like, you know, if he's, you know, has no more designation or something. But no, just see nothing. There's just no.
Yeah,
no,
that is weird.
Well, they got I'll take it.
Yeah, no news at all on here either. Damian Pierce not practicing Wednesday. T. Higgins will not play Thursday night. He's already been ruled out. Treylon Burks, concussion, not practicing Wednesday.
Oh,
Tommy.
Sorry, keep going.
Tommy DeVito will start again in week 11. Zay Jones was practicing this week, but he also got arrested. What was that? Monday?
Dude, Zay Jones, I don't know. He's been out forever. I don't know why he didn't go on IR. He was out for like, he's been out for like 5-6 weeks now.
Yeah, I mean, same thing ended up being the same thing with Justin Fields, too. Like, why didn't you just IR?
Put him on IR, yeah.
Then we got Deshaun Watson done for the year, getting season-ending shoulder surgery.
Couldn't have happened to a worse human.
Yeah. Pat Freiermuth expected to return in week 11. Looks like that might be. Oh, Stafford expected to play in week 11. Baker Mayfield reportedly has no issue with thumb injury. Jalen Waddle looks normal in practice. That's good.
Y'all.
I like when my guys look normal. Derek Carr has the concussion. They have the bye this week. Looks like they think he'll be good to go by the time they get back from the bye.
Yeah.
And then did you see this about Aaron Rodgers?
He's trying to get back by December.
Mid-December?
So, I mean, is he like... I mean, when would he start practicing then? Also, like,
I don't know.
He's on IR, and like nowadays IR doesn't mean anything, right? Like it's just you can get designated to return whenever, but it's a 4-week minimum, right?
Four week minimum, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was looking at the blurb they got on Sleeper, and it says Jets won't stand in Aaron Rodgers' way if he wants to return this year. Like, obviously, what kind of a statement is that? Like, he's a 39-year-old quarterback you signed. Like, you're not going to be like, no, we need to be healthy for your
40-year-old. Yeah, I don't understand why they didn't go out and just get a quarterback when he went down. And I'm not saying, like, mortgage their future, but, dude, Carson Wentz.
Yeah, Carson Wentz. I mean, at the time, they could have just gone after Dobbs, too. I guess Dobbs was, you know, the starter in Arizona, so maybe they wouldn't have been able to get him. But
the fact that they made all of those postseason moves and Rodgers goes down, they're like, well, we tried.
Yeah.
Like, why would you not just go get Carson Wentz and at least, you know, still – I don't think Wentz is good. he's better than Zach Wilson.
Oh, and actually Rodgers turns 40 on December 2nd.
Yeah, and it's been going to be 3 months at that point. I don't know. If he does return, there better be a drug test that goes with it. I just don't see how you do that without HGH.
Well, I think a lot of it is the surgeries now too. Like they have these less invasive and like
the way they're doing it
helps. But yeah, obviously.
But I mean, did the surgery really come that far along in the last year?
Yeah.
Where people that are younger and definitely even in like better shape than him have still been out for a year and he's gonna do it in 3 months.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, honestly, I'm kind of one where, like, screw it. Just let everyone take whatever drugs they want to get back. like just open it up and, you know, they get paid a lot of money. Let them take their drugs and get on the field.
I mean, I'm with that. I don't think they should be able to take, you know, like steroids and get all ripped and everything. But as far as, you know, coming back from injury, yeah.
Why not? It's like, you know, I'd rather them be on the field, like good players, instead of having to deal with like watching guys like freaking DeVito play court. You know what I mean? Or like,
you don't want to watch Tommy DeVito?
No, I don't.
That's crazy, damn.
As much fun as watching like Badgett play quarterback, like it's just like, no, just get the guys in there that actually can make football fun and not just like, oh man, I really wish we had a guy who could complete a pass for us. Like,
right. Man, it's been 11 quarters since we last scored a touchdown. This is fun.
Fun stuff.
Oh, we get to do this next week too? Cool.
It's kind of like, I don't know. It is weird to me that like in the whole world, there's not 30 guys who are just good at being quarterback. You know what I mean? Like,
that is crazy. Yeah.
In the whole world, do you think we'd have 30 guys, you know, over a like decade span of age group? Like, you know, like 30 guys between the age of 20 and 30 that are just like really good at playing quarterback. But no, we only got like, 10 really good ones. And then like, it's just, you know, it's just weird.
Well, then, like, I don't know, it just keeps getting crazier. Then, like, how is it even possible for, like, Brady to have been just that much better than everyone else that's been doing it for over 50 years?
Yeah, it's weird. It's really weird.
Like, this guy just comes along and he's like, actually, I'm a lot better than all of you at this.
Yeah, just so much better. You guys should just, like, not lose all the time. Just win all the time.
Yeah, just always win.
All right. Let's move to the over-unders. We had a fun... We actually had a guest for this one. And as I was going through... you know, I was really hoping for a miracle to occur, but Adam did in fact get at least one right. He went 1-5.
Nice.
He was so close to going 0-6, but and I think I can't remember if it was in this league or another league, but he mentioned that he needs to stop gambling, or he stopped gambling.
Yeah, that he did. Yes, yes.
He's not good at it, and he proved that in the
over. Me and him agreed with each other that neither of us should be gambling.
But me and you both went 4-2.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, I think that's the best.
Never mind, I'm gambling again.
Yeah, you should start it up. So for the season total, I am now at 31-23. Our guest is at 23-31, and then you are at 22-32. So we're pretty much like the same standings, but opposite for over-unders versus the picks. All right, on to the over-unders. Let me pull up some players. How come you can't, like, I don't understand why in the sleeper desktop UI you can't pull up like league leaders.
Yeah, you can.
How? I click on players tab and then it just has like all the configuration.
Yeah, players, and then click stats.
Yeah, I know, but I just mean like, why don't I just have a button that gets me, like I have to go click stats and then I gotta go turn off free agents and then I gotta put season, like it's a lot of steps versus just like show me league leaders, which on the phone you just click league leaders and it
right
for you. That's all I'm complaining about. I'm gonna scroll a little bit and then click a guy. There is actually like so few really good people. Let's do Brandon Ayuk. Let's do Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk. He's playing Tampa Bay. They are at home, so it's in San Fran, playing Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's defense has been pretty solid. He scored 13.4 and then 13 points in the last 2 weeks. Last week, though, he only had 3 catches, one of them just happened to be a touchdown. The week before, he had like 9 targets, 5 catches, 109 yards. The week before that, 6, 5, and 57. What do I want to do here? I think I'm going to do... receiving yards and do like 56.5 receiving yards. I always do that. What do you think about those words that came out of my mouth?
I think they were pretty good words. Would you say you had them at 53.5?
56.5, only because 5. He had 55 yards in week 10 and he had 57 yards in week 7. So I went
to love that. Yeah, sleeper has him at 65.5.
Yeah, last week he only had 55.
Going against Tampa. Tampa, they're a weird team this year.
Their defense is pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. But I don't know if them as a team are like actually good or not.
I just think Baker Mayfield is not actually a good quarterback.
I mean, he's definitely not the best. He's certainly no Tom Brady, but he's actually been pretty good this year.
I don't know. I feel like with Evans and Godwin, like it doesn't take much to be good there. Like I feel like they had a stud like Josh Dobbs there, you know.
Well,
that offense would be tearing the roof off the place, is what I'm trying to say.
There's only one Josh Dobbs, you know.
Yeah.
It looks like when it happens, he typically bounces back pretty well. So I'm gonna take the over.
I'm gonna take the under. Because he still scored 13 points fantasy-wise.
He did, yeah. He had the touchdown. I'm just looking at the yardage and 129, then 43, 148, then 58.
Yeah, he's kind of back and
back
forth
up there. To 76, down to 57, back up to 109, down to 55. So, yeah.
Sometimes it's like a game plan thing, right? Where just like the coaches every week trying to flip a target. Person.
Yeah, like, oh, this is, you know, this is going to be a Kittle week, for instance. Because I know Debo had right about the same as Ayuk. I think he was like 13.9.
Yeah.
So it was really just a very, I mean, it's always a McCaffrey week, obviously. And then it was a very, very heavy Kittle week this week, too, this past week.
I mean, honestly, Kittle scored a lot of points, but he really didn't get the ball a lot. He just had, so he only had three catches, but the three catches were for 116 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Last week, he had nine catches. So last week was, they had the bye the week before, but, you know, week eight, he had 11 targets for nine catches. This week, I mean, he just had long touchdowns. I think it was, 66-yard touchdown was most of his points. They were also force-feeding McCaffrey the ball at the end of the game to try and get him a touchdown, which is kind of controversial. Like, how did you see that? And / how did you feel about that?
I did not see it.
So at the end of the game, so McCaffrey had the 17-game touchdown streak.
Yeah.
So 18, I think, is the NFL record. I can't remember if he'd be tying it or beating it. I think it would have been tying, like, I can't remember who, like O.J. Simpson or something, like somebody for the record, like the overall NFL record for touchdowns in a row in games. And they were up by like 30 points. And there was like, I don't know, 2 minutes left and running down. They could have kneeled to win the game. And they just kept giving, they gave the ball to McCaffrey. All three times on the goal line. They threw him the last one, but like everybody in the entire stadium knew it was going to him. You know, they could have had five guys on him. It wouldn't have made a difference. I just thought it was like, I mean, I get it. Like, oh, you know, you want to give him the thing, but at the same time, it is still kind of messed up. Like, you know, you could kneel the ball and win the game right now, but up by 30, you're going to try to get the ball to this dude just so he can have a record.
Yeah.
He didn't get it anyway, but
yeah, I mean, I'm not super against that. I mean, as a baseball fan, they do shit like that in baseball all the time and everything too. So just not even that I support it, mostly just used to it.
Yeah. All right, who you got?
I'm going to go with Rashad White.
Didn't he have a good game this week?
He's had a good game the last 4 weeks now.
Rashad White. Oh, yeah, he has.
And so, yeah. Obviously, he's going against Tampa, or against San Fran, rather.
Yep.
And in San Francisco, so we got the exact opposite going on here. I think I'm going to go total yards.
Okay, I like that one.
Because he's been kind of doing about like a 50-50 split on his production, so... yeah, you know what, I like Sleeper's number on that, too. I'm going to use their number. So we're going to go over under 72.5 all purpose.
72.5. Okay. So obviously San Francisco's is a good defense. I mean,
good, but after those, obviously not this past week, but the 3 weeks prior to that, they were exposed to be human for sure.
Yeah. I mean, so if you look at, like, last week, he had, like, 98. The week before, he had over 110. Week before that, he had 109. Week before that, he had almost 100, I think, like, 99. And then kind of before that, obviously, like you mentioned, the last 4 weeks, he's been good.
Close that up.
Atlanta, Buffalo, Houston, and Tennessee. So not the best teams. When he the beginning of the year, like, he didn't do much against Minnesota, against Philly, against New Orleans. Would you say the number was against 72.5? So I guess New Orleans, actually, he would have hit that number too.
Yeah, it still would have been a great game, but he would have hit the number.
What do I want to do here? I think I do want to go under. I think I do. But I don't like it. But I think it's the better choice. What do you think?
I'm gonna take the over.
Yeah, that's probably the better idea. That'll be interesting. Yeah, he's been crushing it for Rob. All right, so I already got my next guy lined up. At this point, I just assume we do the same players every week. So I don't know.
I think that's the first time we've done Rashad White.
Yeah, no, that does sound right. I really
tried to be unique this time.
Good work. I'm gonna do Isaiah Pacheco.
Oh, hell yeah.
We've done him before, right?
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously your boy coming off the bye hasn't had a great last 2 weeks. Coming off
but the Chiefs' offense in general wasn't very good in those 2 weeks either.
Yeah, and I mean the offense coming off the bye, you can kind of expect them to be more efficient, but they are playing Philly,
who's also coming off their bye.
Yeah. So this will be an interesting game then.
I think it's going to be a really fucking good game.
These two teams. But
what time is that on? Is that prime time?
Oh, I think it's Sunday Night Football. Yeah. I was just reading this. Prime time showdown with the Eagles. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of nights I don't watch Sunday Night Football, but
I think
I might have to watch this one.
So, actually, I'll be watching this with so Nicole's dad is flying into town tomorrow, and he'll be here till Monday. So,
oh, cool.
He doesn't know a ton about football, but he tries really hard to mention like Patriots things to me. So,
hey, you gotta appreciate it.
Oh yeah, for sure. All right. So, what am I gonna go here? Let's see. Against Philly, but I do take the bye week into account. But I think like. You know, I'm assuming the Chiefs will have some stuff lined up. I feel like with him, like, you know, you just get a couple pass plays in there where he can kind of do his thing, or like some like different type runs where you're doing some like, you know, fake.
He's been good against good defenses in the past. Like one of his best weeks came against the Jets defense.
Yeah. All right, let's go with when you did all purpose. That was okay. Yeah, I'm doing another running back. I'm going to do that. Let's just do fantasy points and do. I'm just going to do. I want to set it. I want to say like 10.7.
I was going to say somewhere right around 10 would be a good number.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking of going 11.5, but then I was like, it's the Eagles, though. I mean, really, 10.7 is like he scores a touchdown. Yeah, I'm going to go 10.7. What do you think?
He's just my guy, so I'm going to take the over.
I think I'm going to take the over, too. I just think I think the bye weeks benefit offenses more than defenses. You know, like, I mean, I guess you can like plan up like running schemes that you haven't ran all year on defense, but I just still think that like it's harder to adjust to offense that's changed a ton. But I don't know. Okay. So you got one next?
I did, and then you chose another running back, so.
Oh, did you have a running back too? You can go ahead. Just do it. I mean,
Jalen Warren.
No, I was like, no one's holding us in this. We can do
That's true. We hold ourselves to it. Yeah. So Jalen Warren.
Cool. Jalen Warren. Yeah, he's been interesting. Obviously, I traded him away. He had a good game, but I still am like totally on my take on him when I traded him that I just don't think he's ever like a true RB1.
No, and I mean, and he hasn't been either. So
yeah, and obviously, I mean, he has best week of the year this past week, but also yep. I think so did Najee. So yep. It like didn't really like change.
I was saying to Rob though, since Jalen Warren has been doing pretty well, Najee's also been doing pretty well. So I think
yeah, it's like he's like, oh, the
best thing that happened to Najee.
Yeah, totally. Like pushed him a little bit. Like, oh, this dude's about to steal my job.
Yeah, nah, Najee was useless for like a year and a half. So yeah, Jalen Warren definitely sparked something in Najee, and it is the best thing to happen to him.
Totally. Yeah, the last 2 weeks he's had like decent rushing totals, had a touchdown. He's had a touchdown in three of the last 4 weeks. And you know, is actually starting to have decent yards per carry as compared
yeah,
to
yeah, and I mean his snap percentage went up a little bit, but it's actually stayed pretty consistent all yeah. year.
Yeah.
Like this was his highest at 51%, but he's been at 49, 48, 48, 46, 45. Like it's not like he's not playing and just all, you know, it's not one of those things like, oh, well, they finally are playing. I'm like, nah, he's been out there. It's just starting to click.
Yeah.
So they have him, I was going to go rushing yards. They have him at 34.5.
It's Cleveland. Cleveland's got a good defense.
They do. But just based off of that, he has been doing better. And I know he only plays 50%, so I'm not going to go crazy high. But I'm going to bump that up to, I'm going to go with like 40. So we'll go with 39.5.
Okay. What is the Steelers record right now?
Something that's strangely good.
Yeah, they're 6-3.
Yeah. For a team that feels yeah. really bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also, I just noticed that the Browns are also 6-3.
6-3, yep. And the Bengals are 5-4. Everyone's got a winning record in that division.
Yeah, that's weird. It's so crazy that the Bengals are in last place.
Yeah.
So, what was the number again? Let me write it down. What did you say?
Going to go 39.5 rushing yards.
Okay. I think I'm going to... Oh, wait, I fucked that all up. Hold on. No. We got all... I'm over here just messing up the mem. Sorry. All right. I think I'm going to take the over. And my reasoning for that is Watson's done for the year, so they're going back to PJ Walker.
No, they're going Dorian.
Oh, Johnson, they're going Watson. To the dude who threw like 14 interceptions his first game. Yeah. And I think that the Steelers are going to win this game. I don't think they're gonna like score a ton of points, but I think they're gonna have a lead and they're just gonna run the ball a lot, you know. And to maintain that lead. But I think, like, my main reasoning is that they're going to a bad quarterback. So I think the Steelers will have the ball a lot. They'll get a lot of chances.
Yeah, they've just been passing less the last few weeks, too.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna take the over on that, too.
Ba-bam! All right. Who do I get my last player? We've done 46 running backs. Let me go do a quarterback. Actually, you know what? Let's find a tight end. Let's pick a good tight end.
It's funny. I was just searching a tight end, but they don't have a prop for him.
Why am I seeing... I'm in tight ends, And it's only showing. Oh, I didn't scroll up. Okay. Never mind. Oh, you know, darn it, he's questionable. Never mind. I want to do Schultz. let's do Cole Kmet with Fields back. That'll be fun.
Return of Fields, yeah.
Yeah, so Cole Kmet, we've definitely never done him. First time ever.
First time. Very, very first time.
First time. let's see. I mean, he's scored 12, 20, and 7 fantasy points over the last 3 weeks. On 10 catches, 6 catches, 5 catches. Let's do catches. Let's do... Oh, man. That's a lot of catches he had with Badgett. I guess he just was checking down, right?
Yeah.
So I kind
anytime of... you see that either like the young or like the backup inexperienced quarterbacks come in, that the tight ends get so much work.
Yeah, so I kind of want to go pretty low. I think I'm going to go 5.5 catches. Because if you kind of look at how he was in the beginning of the year. You know, he only did over that once. But, you know, I mean, he's been used a lot in the past couple weeks.
What was the number? How many?
5.5.
Yeah, I could see them calling a safer game plan and not having Fields like go downfield yet. So I'll take the over on that.
I think I'm gonna take the under, even though I don't hate your assessment of maybe they make it a little bit like quick throws, get it out of your hands.
Yeah. Don't get hit. Just get it out.
Yeah. All right, you're up. Last one. Who you got?
The man, the myth, the legend. Josh Dobbs.
Josh Dobbs. All right. Josh Dobbs. What do you got? Playing Denver, who just shut down the Buffalo Bills.
They only seem to really play well against, like, good teams.
And no one really knows what the Vikings are.
Right. So
I think they're not a good... I think the general consensus would be they're not a great team. And Denver only plays good against great teams.
Right, right. So let's go. I'm going to go fantasy points. He had 24.92 2 weeks in a row, which is crazy. That was the exact same number 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
And it wasn't even like a whole number, just 24.92. Bam, bam.
Yeah.
Man's consistent. Then 25 last week. Let's just go with like a like even 20. We'll put it at
19.9 fantasy points. Okay. I think I am going to. I think I'm going to take the over. I just like he has had a rushing touchdown in 4 straight games. And like maybe that's a good reason for me to like not expect him to have another one. But that dude is elusive as fuck. he's getting sacked by like 4 people from all angles, and then he just like slides around them and like turns a corner somehow.
Slippity slide.
No corner. He is so elusive. So I'm gonna hit the over on that.
I'm gonna go with the over myself, just because I want it.
And like, I mean, it would just be beautiful if Jefferson came back to help him accomplish that.
Also, did you see? Did you see Josh's comment in the chat about the comparison that Josh Dobbs looks like Little Bill?
I did see that. Yeah.
I can't unsee it. It's amazing. That is the best shit I've ever heard.
He does. Yeah.
He looks exactly like Little Bill.
I saw all that, and then I totally didn't realize. I didn't think of who Little Bill was, and I just Googled it, and now I know who Little Bill is. And yes, he does look like Little Bill.
At first, when he says Little Bill, I thought, it's football season. We live around here. Like, I thought he meant like Bill Belichick. And I'm like, wait, what? What are we talking about? And then, I was like, oh, he means like the Bill Cosby book, Little Bill. Holy shit.
Yeah. All right. I know you don't have the mem, but, you know, next up.
Is it time?
It's time.
College football.
Crazy, great recording right there.
Thanks, I really appreciate that.
This week, our collective, and when I say our, I mean the entire league's UCF Knights. Just so, in case anyone in the league thought that they were a fan of a different college football team.
No, we are all, the Small American Football League. We love the UCF Knights.
We all bleed gold, okay?
Are they just Knights, or are they like a specific Knight?
They are the Golden Knights.
The Golden Knights, okay.
Yeah, yes. So our Golden Knights took down the 24-ranked Oklahoma State. I don't know what the Oklahoma State team is called. The Cow something, dot, dot, dot.
The Sooners? No, that's not.
No, that's Oklahoma Sooners. This is Oklahoma State. Oklahoma it starts State. With COW, so I can't. Now I need to know.
Oklahoma. Cowboys.
Cowboys, yeah. They took down the Cowboys. You ready for this?
Hit me.
This is a ranked team. UCF ain't ranked. 45-3.
That's our squad right there. How'd our boy do?
Smashed him.
How'd our boy do?
Dude, our boy, John Rice Plumlee.
God damn, he's good.
299 yards, 3 touchdowns. Oh, yeah. RJ Harvey. About...
Yeah, you know, there he is.
RJ Harvey, 24. It's
the running
carries,
back, right?
Yeah. 206 yards and 3 God touchdowns.
Damn. Right. God damn, RJ.
Even our boy Javon Baker, 4 catches, 112 yards.
Love Javon Baker. Love him.
Oh, yeah. RJ Harvey, just like PJ Harvey. Boss. Okay. UCF Knights, 45.
Wait, what's his name, PJ?
No, his name's RJ.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought I got PJ. It wrong.
45-3, taking down 24-ranked Oklahoma State. John Rice Plumlee, man. I have to look at his rushing stats. And he pulls back up. Every time that I look up how they did, for some reason I type out in Google University of Central Florida Golden Knights football. I don't know why I just don't type in like UCF football. No, I write the whole thing out.
Do you actually type it, or does it at least pop up an autofill for you?
It did autofill this week because I searched the same thing last week. I just want to see if our boy Plumlee also had some good rushing stats. Oh, yeah, totally missed out on the... Okay, our boy, you know, you already heard the 11 for 18, 299, 3 touchdowns. He also had 14 carries for 74 yards.
God damn.
John Rice. Plumlee.
Thanks, John Rice.
John Rice. My boy. Of course I know his name.
I'm only saying that because... the baseball player's Reese Hoskins, and I'm pretty sure
it's spelled the same way. Spelled,
yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
College football. That might have been our best one, yeah.
That was a high quality one. And our boys smashed for the first time in a long time. Now we have moved into the last segment.
What's our record, by the way? I don't even know what our record is.
We brought it up back up to 500 this week. We are now 5-5. That's right. I'm about to take over the world. You know, we're basically the same record as the Colorado of Colorado University.
Yeah, no one gives a shit about them anymore, huh?
Yeah, they are. I'm pulling it up right now. They lost again this week, 34-31. I will say they play a ton of ranked teams. Like, I'll give them credit for, like, having a pretty damn rough schedule.
Yeah.
They lost 34-31 to the 19th-ranked Arizona Wildcats. And, like, they're a team that, like, what'd they win, like, one game last year?
I think that sounds right.
Yeah. So they played 19th-ranked Arizona this past week. The week before that, they played the 10th-ranked Oregon State. Let me see how many ranked teams they've played this year. Here we go. Okay. They played TCU to start, which I'm surprised TCU is not ranked anymore nowadays, but apparently they're not. They played Oregon, who would rank number 6. They played a lot of teams. I'm surprised, like, USC is not ranked anymore. College football is confusing. Like, Stanford used to be good, right?
I think they've had a moment. Richard Sherman went there.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knew that. He's never publicly said that before, but I'm just in the know.
He doesn't. What does he say? His high school team in the things?
No, he every single time Richard Sherman ever gets brought up, they always say he's smart. He went to Stanford.
Oh, that I see where you're going now. Yeah,
yeah.
I guess they've only played 3 ranked teams: Oregon State, and Arizona. But that's still a lot of ranked teams and they end their season against Utah, who's 16th ranked. I feel like a lot of college football teams just play, like, trash teams that no one's ever heard of and then go undefeated.
Yeah, but the teams basically sign up for that.
Yeah, they'll make a ton of money off of it, right?
Those trash teams. Gets their team on TV, people see the school, shit like that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, those games will be away games for the good team.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the cameras are on the team getting destroyed's campus at the very least and getting eyes on it.
All right, let's jump into our matchups. We'll start off with Squall only grade on paper, taking on Control Squall Delete. Two teams at 5-5 who suck. I am projected to win 112-103. I would love it if Jefferson came back this week, but he's being a little bitch, so we'll see. I'm really excited to next week put Jefferson and Chase in my flex spots, because that'll be fun for me. There's no assessment behind that. It'll just be fun for me.
I mean, I'll put Diggs and AJ Brown in my flex spots. You want to go, pal?
Let's do it. I like it. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think I can get my shit together and beat the team below me, or do the same thing as this past week and let them pass me in record?
I mean, if Justin Jefferson plays, then I for sure pick you.
Yeah, it's nice to not have Mac Jones playing this week. That's definitely my favorite part about this week compared to last week.
Yeah, for sure. But hey, I mean, again, I still think the trade was a good trade. You didn't have a quarterback, and then you did.
Yeah. Maybe, who knows, Pollard maybe gets shit together. They're playing Carolina, so... You know, they still put him at a high projection every week as he continues to suck every week. They're like, yeah, he's going to get 13. I'm like, guys, he hasn't broken 8 in 4 weeks.
Yeah, they definitely, and they ended up actually basically nailing it, but they've brought Davante Adams' projections down like 4 or 5 points.
Yeah. You got to eventually, right? It's like... I do think, you know, I have, if Jefferson comes back, great. I think no matter what, like, hopefully, like, I think Moore's gonna be better. I was happy to see last week, at least, like, he had 9 targets and 5 catches last week with the terrible quarterback. So hopefully with Fields back, you know, he'll score 47 like he did week 5.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he'll score more than he has recently. The 47 might be a bit of a long shot. But Alex's team has also just been on such a skid lately.
You said Collins is questionable. Oh, he did limited practice on Wednesday.
Nico Collins, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Komet will get the bump too, we talked about. So similar to Moore, Alex has Komet.
I'm just looking at my matchup right now, and Mike has Tom Brady in at quarterback. But yeah, no, I'm gonna take you.
You should stop doing that. I keep losing when you take me, I think.
I know, but I also chose Alex. And
Alex. Yeah, fair. Cool. I'm gonna take me too. Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe because you keep taking you.
Yeah, you know, you're probably right. I should switch it up. But I'm not going to, because fuck that. Next up, we got the Squally Saboteurs taking on Chasing Water Squalls. This is a tightly projected matchup. Adam is projected at 105, and James is projected at 52.
He doesn't have
a quarterback. I'm assuming he doesn't have a text lineup yet.
Yeah, Mahomes isn't in. And Minshew's on bye, so it's 0. So you can just add, let's see, 22 and some change.
Bryce Young.
Oh, 22.3. So 73.2.
Still a solid 35 point. I think the one thing with James's team that was kind of propping him up in the beginning was Adam Thielen, and Thielen has stopped being ridiculous.
Yeah, unfortunately, Bryce Young is just not what he was advertised to be.
Yeah, I feel like maybe James shouldn't have picked him with his pick.
We'll see. He's a rookie.
I just don't think it made any sense, though. I don't think I'll ever be like, yeah, that was a solid pick. He definitely should have gotten a quarterback when it's the one spot that, you know, he doesn't actually need.
I mean, from that regard, yeah, maybe. Probably could have try to cover a different hole.
He could have just picked up Josh Dobbs.
Well, that's true.
You know?
I mean, Josh Dobbs is what? Number 7 right now?
He is number 7. I saw that earlier.
Yeah. So,
I'm going to go with Adam. I'm gonna go with Adam. I think you're probably gonna also do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Adam.
Yeah, that's the one thing that sucks about the difference in some of the top tier teams versus the bottom tier teams. So the next one that we'll go over has an even wider projection. Came in like a wrecking squall, taking on Give the Old Squall a Try. You are projected at 114, and Mike is projected at 57.
Again, he doesn't have a quarterback in right now.
Well, whose fault is that, all right?
Well, I'm just saying.
Did we switch up when we did the podcast? No, we didn't. When there's Tom Brady in there. All right, so he's going
to
put Murray
in. I have a feeling he has him in his lineup knowing that we were going to look at this tonight.
Fair. All right. Well, obviously, he is a better quarterback in Tom Brady than Justin
Fields. Yeah, and he's got the fucking goat, so I guess he wins.
So he had 16 to him. He's got 73. Still projected to lose by like 40. Does he have anyone else on bye? Does he have anyone else good on his... Oh my god, he drives me nuts. How many damn quarterbacks does this guy have? He had four starting quarterbacks on his bench.
Hey, at one point you had four quarterbacks on your team.
Yeah, and like none of them played, and I needed like one guy. Leave me alone. All right.
Well, I'm saying leave them alone.
I was like scrolling through his bench to see who he could play instead of some of the people he plays, but there's nobody. So.
He traded them all.
Yeah, he did. I'm gonna pick you, because
I'm gonna pick me.
That's the right answer. Cool. It's pretty easy so far. I think me and Alex is really the only one that's close. This one could be close. Obviously, it looks like a lot of buys again. Nobody cares about setting a lineup for the podcast. Looking at you, Josh.
I see what's happening there. He didn't announce it this time, but he put him on timeout.
He put Josh Allen on timeout. Yeah. Okay. So he would have an additional 19. It's going to put him at 88. Jimmy is projected at 85. Also, I realize that we're currently talking about this without me mentioning what it is. The next matchup is Squabble My Knobs versus It's a Hard Drunk Life. Josh being Squabble My Knobs. Projected 68, but that's because he has put Josh Allen in timeout. So if we add Josh Allen's projection of 19 back in, he's looking at like 87 to Jimmy's 85. oh, and actually Jimmy has someone on bye as well. He has Raheed Shaheed in his lineup right now. One thing I'll point out for Jimmy, though, too, is he's got Tyler Boyd in his lineup, and you said T. Higgins is going to be out this week, right?
He's out, yeah.
Boyd has been pretty solid.
Yeah, I think he had a good game last week, right?
Yeah, he had 15 points last week,
and
12,
Higgins was
12
out,
targets
so
pitches, yeah. And,
I would expect something similar.
Yeah, so Boyd could have a good matchup, and then, so let's just take a look at who could Jimmy put into. I think it's a flex, or it can be. He has a receiver in his flex. He could move up to the receiver slot. So it could be anyone besides quarterback. Who's good? Roshan is one option. Latavius Murray, who had a good game last week, actually. Yeah, I think it's probably between those two, Roshan, Murray, or Osborne. But I think Roshan's probably the better floor play. It looks like he's at least gotten like 5 points. But Murray had a really good week last week. I don't know. A couple more points, though, for Jimmy there. What do I think here? You know who also has come on for Jimmy is Trey McBride.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been playing real good.
Yeah, he has.
I think I might take Jimmy in this one.
Yeah, Josh has the tough buys. Who is Josh Allen playing? They're playing the Jets.
Yeah, that's obviously not Rumble the best.
In week one. Damn, yeah. I think Howell's the play.
Instead of Allen. Yeah, Howell's probably the play.
Going against the Giants.
Yeah, he's never going to do it, though.
I don't... Josh, it's the ballsy move, but I think you should pull the trigger.
Yeah, do it. Do it. I think I'm going to take Jimmy, though. I mean, it's just, like you said, Josh just has, like, Kamara and Stevenson on by is rough. He's starting Dowdle. I don't know how to say
it. Yeah. And he had a good game last week.
He had a good game last week. But... No, I agree. He had a good game last week. I really hope that.
But it's still not one that you want to like. You don't want to be depending on.
Yeah, it's one good game out of the entire season so far. So
right.
Who knows if it's just it was a game plan thing. Yeah.
This is what I'm gonna do.
What are you doing,
Josh? I'm picking you. Picking you to win, because. We're gonna play Howell. We're gonna do this together. This is now our win.
Oh man! Oh man! Shit! What would be great though is if Josh loses, then I can flip spots with him if I win again.
Oh shit!
Let's keep going in circles.
Josh, come on, we got this.
All right. Next up, we got the squally screenshots, which even though I know how to say it quickly, it's kind of nice to not have to say the SCLSU Mud Ducks. taking on Squall Star, says Rob, taking on BJ. Rob is projected to win 102-81, which actually I'm wondering buys, because I was actually expecting. Actually, Rob's projections are generally lower than when he scores, I feel like.
Yeah.
All right, so he's got Herbert taking on Jackson, Harris and White taking on Freeman and Ford. Yeah, it's rough to be starting Royce Freeman. Dotson, my goodness gracious, dropping the goose egg last week. Yeah, I'm going to take Rob as well. Yeah. All right. In our last.
Rob's lineup's not set either.
Who's? Oh, he is somebody who came off by that.
Yeah, he's got Puka on his bench.
What are they projecting Puka at nowadays? Okay, like 12.
12 and some change.
Coming off the bye, we'll see if they get him a little more involved.
Yep, I think they will. I mean, Stafford got hurt in the last time he threw the ball to him. So,
yeah,
I think he'll be fine.
And then our last matchup of the week, we got all the squall things taking on Squality Squapetition. Neil's projected to win 120-81. So another blowout projected here. Let's take a look at Neil's lineup is pretty solid. I'm trying to see if he has anybody on bot. I mean, he has Tyreek Hill, but you know, he's got Njoku.
That's Taysom.
I was looking at it and saying it and thinking it in my mind as Taysom, but I totally said Tyreek. Like, I was definitely thinking of a white guy who thinks he's a quarterback / tight end. Not a black guy who is a ridiculous receiver that also wants to be a porn star one day.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I'm not picking him. I'm just going through to see if there's anybody else in Neil's lineup that he would play instead of anybody he has in there. So he has McLaurin and he has Marquise Brown, who didn't have a great game with Murray on the first day back.
No, he didn't.
Okay, I got two gaps here. Both there.
What was that?
A video on Facebook.
Would you put McLaurin in for anybody on Neil's team? I guess the only person you'd consider is Garrett Wilson. Probably not. I feel like they're pretty even.
Yeah. I think I would this week, though.
Putting against Buffalo?
Yeah. Well, not even because of that. More so because McLaurin's playing against the Giants.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Yeah. And Wilson apparently is questionable. Elbow injury. Interesting. So Neil, I mean, there's a lot of like right answers this week. It's not even like,
yeah,
he's gonna win this. Like, this guy's projected to win by 20.
This one might be the most right.
All right. That's all we got. Who do you think is the starting quarterback for the Patriots this week?
Next week, right?
Oh, they're all bye, aren't they?
Yeah.
Who do you think the head coach of the Patriots is in 2 weeks?
Oh, for sure, Bill. No, there's no shot that they
in season
fire him in season. Yeah, no. I don't care how bad the Pats are. It's miserable right now. He doesn't deserve that. He definitely deserves better than that, no matter what.
Yeah, the only thing that's weird, too, is, like, with how bad they are, the best course of action is to stay this way.
You mean, like for the rest of this year?
Yeah. Like, there's no value in turning it around right now.
No,
like,
there really isn't. There really
which is the only thing that I'd be like, I mean, maybe that's why. But like, also, you'd hope that Bill also knows that, it's just like strategically, it's better to just be bad now.
Maybe this was the plan all along. Maybe that's why, you know, there was all the stuff that came out that he actually signed an extension before this season, and maybe he did. And maybe when he signed that, it was like, yeah, we're going to suck this year. You know, you can't openly just go into the press conference and be like, yeah, we're tanking, and we're tanking hard.
But, like, so, I mean, I know you don't want to go QB, but, right, that would be that's what people do, though.
Yeah, no, I know. I think they will, and I do think that's the wrong move. I think trading back, even just like a few spots, because like look at the package that the Bears got last year.
Yeah, I agree. I think that like the team is nowhere close to competing.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so why get a quarterback to come suck and break another kid?
Yeah, I weirdly feel like the way that teams have been good at rebuilding to the point of like having a long-term good team is they do things like get a really good offensive line and like defensive line and like then fill those last important spots when it's like, all right, you have a ridiculously good offensive line. Now let's draft the rookie quarterback who could really use that. Like, versus like get the rookie quarterback, but he has no time to even think, and he gets sacked every play.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's literally no point in drafting Caleb Williams or who's the other one.
I don't know. All I know is John Rye's John Rhys
Plumlee. I mean, fuck it. Bring him in.
Bring in Plumlee.
That's why, honestly, right now, like, when it does come to the quarterback conversation, like, dude, play Malik Cunningham. At least that dude can run. Let's at least let the, you know, the quarterback be able to run for his fucking life out there.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing, too, I feel like they really, like, you know, they, like, screwed him with when they were, like, hey, we're not going to start you. We're just going to throw you in this terribly designed play and you're going to get sacked. Or, like, I think his first play he got sacked or he threw a pick or something. But it was like, that was like the worst scenario for you guys to put him in for the first time. Like, just a random, like, ass play. Like, give him a real shot.
Right.
But yeah, the team is just so bad. Like, you need to rebuild. The offensive line is not great. There's no, well, I mean, we'll see what Douglas looks like. Maybe he's not terrible. The receiver there, DeMario Douglas.
Yeah, DeMario Douglas, yeah. Pop, but, call him Pop. I think that's a dope nickname.
But you need like a couple more guys that, you know, and then
you need more Pop Douglases. Back.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. Well, that's our show.
That's it.
Thanks for coming. Josh, start Howl, or you and Matt aren't friends anymore.
Well, I mean, we don't have to go that far with it, but like,
I don't know. You're dead to him if you don't start Howl.
Oh man, I was going to say something, but I do not remember.
Let the hate flow through you.
I guess so. All right. See you next week.
Peace.